Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Civil Defense Mock Drills, a nationwide preparedness initiative. The participants are Vivek Srivastav, Director General, Fire Services, Civil Defense and Home Guards, Ministry of Home Affairs, and Animesh Singh, Journalist.
Welcome to Akashvani. Today in the program Spotlight, we have with us DG Fire Services, Civil Defense and Home Guards, Mr. Vivek Srivastav. Most welcome.
Thank you very much.
As we are aware, tomorrow we are going to have a nationwide mock drill under which many states have been asked to be prepared. So kindly just give us a brief idea as to what is to be expected tomorrow.
We have had a meeting today which was chaired by the Union Home Secretary. This meeting was participated by, of course, I was there. I gave a brief presentation. All the chief secretaries of the states had joined by virtually. All the DGs of civil defense organizations had also joined virtually. Other members who were physically present were the Director Intelligence Bureau, the DG, NDRF, member NDMA, and member and chief executive officer NDMA. So these were present. During this meeting, it was decided to hold a countrywide civil defense mock drill in the 244 civil defense districts in the country. Now, let me tell you that those districts which are vulnerable from the point of a hostile attacks, they are notified as civil defense districts.
Okay.
So, while the mock drill will be held in these 244 districts, other districts which the state government feels should be included among the vulnerable districts, there the mock drill can also be done. Then we will subsequently notify these districts also as civil defense districts. Now, what is envisaged in this district is to find out where we stand as far as our civil defense preparedness is concerned.
Okay.
And it will be district specific because different districts are vulnerable from different kinds of threat. For example, a bordering district will be vulnerable from shelling, including direct enemy attack also. While those districts which are in depth, they will be vulnerable from a missile attack or from aircraft-borne threats. So the threat in different vulnerable areas will be different. So our endeavor during this mock drill is to find out where we stand today. For that, briefly, what we have envisaged is that how is our communication channel which will communicate this threat to the controller of civil defense of the district, who is normally the district magistrate of the district, to the controller, whether those dedicated hotlines are functioning or not. Once this information regarding any external threat is available to the control room of the controller of civil defense, whether this control room is fully functional 24/7 or not. If it is not, then whether the police control room can develop as that civil defense control room or not. Now, once this information is received there, then it will be disseminated to the areas, vulnerable areas, which will be actually experiencing threat. Now, this will be communicated through the mode of sirens, etc. Now, the siren is also played in two different kinds. One type of a sound is to make the people aware of an incoming threat. A different kind of siren is then played when the threat has abated. So the exercise is also to make the public aware regarding what sound indicates an incoming threat and which type of a sound indicates that the threat has abated. And the last part is ki what action do the civilians have to do under the guidance of the civil defense volunteers regarding the threat which is coming. Now, one mock drill which would be is a blackout, which is very well known to that is to put off all the light. But of course, in places like hospitals, you cannot actually put off all the light because there are critical patients there. So there, masking of light has to be done. So the windows have to be covered by either curtains or paper or whatever so that the light doesn't go out of those. Houses, etc., other civilian places, they will switch off that light. So blackout is one portion of it. Another is evacuation from places where the missiles or the bombs have hit. So evacuation of casualties and evacuation of injured persons from there. Taking them to the designated hospitals, that would form one part of the drill. If the hospitals are full, then to setting up temporary medical facilities, that would be another. Search and rescue would be another. And of course, also in bordering area, evacuation of the threatened population to the designated bunkers or shelters. So the local administration will determine what kind of a drill they want to do. And it is basically a learning exercise. Where do we stand today? What are the gap areas? And what do we have to do in future to have a robust civil defense setup and a robust civil defense response mechanism? I will also like to point out that the last war which India had fought was in 1971.
Right.
While civil defense envisages both action to be taken during a hostile attack and what the civil volunteers are supposed to do during a disaster. So while they have been functioning under a disaster, because disaster is happening at a more frequently, as I said, a hostile attack has not happened. So we want to see whether the permanent posts of the civil defense, these are fully filled up or not. If they are not filled up, then those vacancies should be filled up. Now, we also envisage wardens, civil defense volunteers for important sectors. Now, these wardens are envisaged to be important and influential people, local people, who are willing to give voluntary service for the nation. So, important people like doctors, even maybe sarpanch, leaders, even government servants can be identified who are willing to work in this, and they can be made in charge of those sectors. So, in civil defense, we envisage 12 services. So, important warden has to be put in charge of each of those services. Then underneath will be volunteers. Now, it is also envisaged ki in a population of 100, there has to be one civil defense volunteer. So, that is the ratio, 100 is to 1. In UK, it is 1,700 for 1 lakh population. So, it is very, very similar. So, if the adequate number of defense volunteers are not there, then more have to be enrolled and then trained. And the last part would be to involve the civilian population in our civil defense response. What action they have to take. So, as I said, there are many districts which have already been doing this civil defense drills. So, there they can do it at a higher level with the involvement of the civilian population also. Okay. Where they have not done those drills, then they can actually only involve the civil defense volunteers. Where even civil defense volunteers are not there, then they may actually like to first enroll the civil defense volunteers in the wardens before proceeding further. So, basically, this is also an evaluation exercise as to where we stand today as far as our civil defense setup is concerned and its ability to respond to a hostile threat.
So, by conducting this exercise tomorrow, can we also assess that after this exercise, the number of districts may go up in the near future, depending on the kind of preparedness you may envisage tomorrow?
As I told you, currently there are 244 notified districts.
Right.
Now, this is not a fixed number of districts. It is for the state to re-evaluate which districts can be added to those if those districts have become vulnerable. For example, if a new nuclear plant has been set up in one of the districts, that will immediately become one of a categorized districts. So, we have 12 category A districts in India, which Delhi is one of them. Bombay is also one. Chennai is also one. So, they are a big metropolis and there are, in many of these places, a nuclear facility also nearby. So, these are very vulnerable areas. Okay. So, these are the only 12 category A notified districts as far as the civil defense is concerned.
And how many categories are there?
3 categories are there, A, B and C. And total is 244, as I said.
Okay. So, all these cover these 244 districts which you have notified till now?
Yes.
Okay, and what kind of preparedness do you expect from the common people? Like you were referring to involvement of people like sarpanches and important persons like doctors and professionals to participate in tomorrow's exercise. So what kind of preparedness do you see from the common man for tomorrow's exercise? Because people are naturally quite curious to know as to what they have to do tomorrow.
So as I again said, it will depend upon how active the civil defense setup has remained in that district.
Okay.
So, it starts with the district magistrate who is the controller.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a set of permanent staff.
Mm-hmm.
If they have been doing the mock drills earlier, then the civil defense volunteers will know what to do and they can very quickly involve the civilian population in the mock drills. But if the strength of the volunteers, they have not been enrolled for a long time and it has withered away, then the first task would be to have your permanent staff and to have your civil defense volunteers and first to train them before you enlarge your activities to involving the civilian population. So in my opinion, it will vary from place to place depending upon how active a setup of civil defense has remained in that notified area.
Tomorrow's exercise is going to be at a very large scale and it has been quite some time since we had this kind of an exercise in our country. So how prepared are we in terms of the necessary paraphernalia which is required?
This we are doing after, I think, very long time across the country. So that is why this is a very large exercise. So we have made a SOP regarding how it is to be done and in what parameters, what way it has to be documented. So analysis will be made.
Okay.
So the common people, they do not, there is no reason for them to be alarmed in the sense. It is a preparatory exercise. They should actually give their wholehearted cooperation from whatever instructions they receive from CD volunteers or from the controller of civil defense, who is the district magistrate. So it is an exercise on strengthening yourself to counter a external threat and know what are the drills to be followed depending upon what threat you are likely to encounter in your given area.
And what are going to be the timing for this exercise tomorrow? Is it going to be a day-long affair or you have a fixed timing for this?
We have given indicative timing of 4 p.m. tomorrow. But as I said, it is depends upon the controller of civil defense to exactly adhere to that timing or to make suitable changes given their location. For example, the evening sets early in the eastern area, so they can start at 4. In the western part of the country, the blackout drills can only happen once the sun sets. So they can do it slightly later, maybe. So it entirely depends upon them. So some leeway has been given to the states and the controller of civil defense to determine ki what kind of a threat they are seeing, because the threat will not be same in Punjab and in Andhra. So it will vary depending upon the threat. Andhra, the threat in a vulnerable area can be a missile threat. While in the Punjab border, it can be small arm fire or also slightly higher caliber fire or even a mortar fire or a shelling. So the response will vary depending upon place to place. So there, the local setup has to determine ke what kind of threat will be there and what kind of a response is required for that kind of a threat. For example, in bordering areas, trenches are there. So people may require to go to the trenches for a small arm or a larger caliber fire. While if there is a nuclear plant and a possible threat is a missile, then the whole area may have to be evacuated because there is no point going into a trench there, because if there is a nuclear disaster, it will affect them. So depending upon the local conditions, the response will vary.
So people normally don't have to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, and this exercise is not going to affect the normal office timings or the school timings throughout the country.
No person is required to worry about this exercise. It is a learning exercise in which I would, from this platform, I'd like to implore everybody to participate in this exercise as voluntarily and with full enthusiasm.
Okay. And finally, one last question. This exercise is going to give you some idea as to how prepared we are. So is this going to be helpful in future emergencies? And we can include natural disasters also in this?
Many of the responses and the systems which we will be testing here would also be actually be useful in a natural disaster. For example, communication. So it is the same communication backbone which is used for natural disaster and for communicating here also. Another would be the control room setup. The third would be evacuation and some of the drills like evacuation, etc. So some of the drills are common. So learning from this hostile attack can be transferred to a disaster situation also. So this is primarily meant to be a learning exercise in which, again, from this platform, I will implore all the citizens of this country to wholeheartedly participate in this exercise.
And we can expect similar kind of exercises in the near future also, depending on the feedback you get tomorrow.
We entirely hope that this exercise is repeated in the future so that in terms of even in a surprise attack or something, the people are well prepared to respond to an emergency.
Would you like to give a message to the people for tomorrow's exercise?
To all citizens from this platform, I would like to say that tomorrow is a learning exercise. There should be no apprehensions regarding the same. I would request everybody to participate in it wholeheartedly and also volunteer to become civil defense volunteers.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being part of this program.
You were listening to a discussion on Civil Defense Mock Drills, a nationwide preparedness initiative. The participants were Vivek Srivastav, Director General, Fire Services, Civil Defense and Home Guards, Ministry of Home Affairs, and Animesh Singh, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Spotlight.